episode of ABA Mom. I am your host, Allie, a mom of five and board-certified behavior analyst. If no one has told you yet today, you are doing an incredible job. And if the holidays already feel, well, heavy, overwhelming, or emotionally loaded, you are not alone. Today's episode is all about getting ready for the holidays, not just preparing our kids, but preparing ourselves too. Because the holidays don't just bring joy, they bring expectations, they bring pressure, they bring memories, good and painful. And when you add parenting a child with behavioral needs into the mix, it can feel like you're carrying twice the weight. So today we're going to talk about how to prepare your child using ABA strategies, but also how to protect your peace while you do it. So why holiday behavior feels so intense? If behavior has been hard lately, let me normalize that first. The holidays disrupt everything. Routines, sleep, eating, school schedules, therapy consistency, transitions, the environment itself. Your child might be seeing new decorations, new lighting, crowded rooms, loud conversations, strong smells. That's a sensory storm. And most of the behaviors we see this time of year aren't bad behaviors. They're stress-related behaviors. When your child melts down this season, the question isn't, how do I stop this? It's, what is this behavior telling me right now? Let's prepare the brain for the event. So before the holiday, talk about it every day or most days. Show photos of the house you'll visit. Walk through the schedule. Practice the hard parts, not just the fun parts. Practice waiting, sitting at the table, saying all done, asking about breaks. You don't prepare Christmas on Christmas morning. You prepare it in the quiet moments before it arrives. Sensory regulation is not optional. Sensory regulation. This is your reminder that sensory needs don't disappear for the holidays. If your child uses chew tools, fidgets, headphones, weighted items, they need those tools, especially right now. And no, you don't need to explain that to every family member. You do not need to defend your choices or your child's needs. Regulation isn't a debate, it's a biological need. Teaching your child to ask instead of act. One of the biggest goals during the holiday could be to communicate instead of crying, throwing, running. You could use functional communication. So help, needing a break, to stop, more, all done. Every single holiday gathering is filled with chances to practice in real life and not just at the table. For everyone, food is one of the biggest battlegrounds. Food could be a struggle, and there's a lot of pressure for some children and how they feel about the food they eat and what it is that they're eating. Your child doesn't owe anyone a clean plate. Holidays already come with new smells, new textures, new expectations. For many children, that's already so much. You don't build food confidence through force. You build it through safety and exposure at the child's pace. Travel, overstimulation, and knowing when to leave. Some of the bravest parenting during the holiday can look like leaving early, taking breaks, sitting in the car, skipping events entirely. That is not giving up. That is choosing long-term success over short-term appearances. You don't stay at a party to prove a point. You leave so your child and you can recover the emotional weight we carry as parents. Let's talk honesty. You are carrying your child's needs, other adults' opinions, family expectations, your professional knowledge, and your own emotional exhaustion. That is a lot for one person. There's a lot going on. I will tell you, I used to break out in hives during the holiday season. I think it was just stress that I had that I was internalizing, and it was coming up externally for me. You are absolutely allowed to grieve the holiday you thought you'd have. Celebrate the holiday you actually do have. Set boundaries. Say no. Protect your nervous system too. You don't earn rest. You allow to take it. You are allowed to take it. Progress is still progress. Even in chaos, the holidays don't erase your child's growth. One meltdown doesn't undo months of therapy. One hard day doesn't mean you failed. If your child communicates once instead of melting down, use sensory tools instead of aggression. Tolerate 5 minutes longer than last time. This is progress. And progress is still progress, even with Christmas lights on. Thank you for spending this time with me on ABA Mom. If this episode gave you comfort, clarity, or even permission to let go of unrealistic holiday pressure, Share it with another parent who needs that message today. You are not alone, and you are not falling behind, and you are an incredible parent walking an incredible hard road with so much love. And we'll talk again soon. Until next time, give yourself grace and remember, you are not in this journey alone.